Ramsey TV.
Celebrating the Gulf Coast, Fort Myers Beach. Whoops, there it is. Fort Myers Beach. Look at the back of this fine, fine. Sure. Ready for this? Thanks to Johnny and Caitlin Green for this shirt. Yes, they brought it as a love offering when they visited here. Good times, great people. Today, yep, you remember this viewpoint? My stove in the background in my kitchen. Thought you'd enjoy a little change of pace. So I got to switch it up once in a while. Good morning, this is Martin Zender. Cheers to you. Oh, this was given to me by Johnny and Caitlin Green too. Prescription coffee. Yeah, wake me up. Doctor, I am awake. Drink as needed. Repeat often until you feel fully awake. Add cream and sugar to improve flavor. What's this cautionary warning down here? Side effects include the following. Jitters, high IQ, burst of energy. I'm counting on that burst of energy this morning. You want to hear an irony of all ironies? I mean, this is really something. Christians reject the free gift of Christ. I really want you to understand this. This is so interesting. It just tells you the manipulation of Satan, how ingenious Satan is in making people think one thing but do another thing. What do Christians talk about all the time? The free gift. You must accept the free gift. You have to accept the free gift. Right? But they themselves don't do it. You know when you try to give people money once in a while? I had a friend. I tried to give him, like, I knew he was in a rough way. This was way back in the 80s. And I was married. He was married. But he was in a rough spot at that time. And I tried to give him $100. I said, Jim, I want you to have $100. No, I don't want it. No, thanks anyway. No, I'm not going to take. It's so frustrating, isn't it? They don't get it. They don't know how to accept a gift. They apparently don't realize it's more blessed to give than to receive. Give me a break, will you, Jim? Give me a break. No. What pride. I mean, really, what arrogance. I still know this guy. I love him. Great kid. One of my oldest friends, I knew him from grade school. He's not watching this. Believe me, he's a Christian. But honestly, it's so rude. But the rudeness is mistaken for nobility. No, I'm too noble to accept a free gift. No, that's rude, actually. But as much as Christians say that one must accept the free gift of Christ, they actually don't do it. And I'm going to explain this to you. This is fascinating. So I want you to think of this in terms of Jesus Christ's singular and inimitable act of sacrifice for humanity. Oh, by the way, my new plan is whenever I offer somebody like cash on the spot, I'm going to bring a lighter with me, one of my 3-jet gas lighters. And if they reject it, I'm going to just immediately set it on fire. What are you doing? Well, this is God's money. I dedicated this to you. And if you don't want it, then I'll give it back to God in the form of green smoke. That's my plan. So anyway, Jesus Christ gave himself and forced himself on all the inhabitants of all the inheritors of sin and death from Adam. And it has nothing to do with the worthiness of the beneficiaries, because none of them are worthy, because they're all in Adam. And in Adam, all are dying. Why are people dying? Because they're mortal. Why are they mortal? Because our forefather, Adam, sinned. Yeah, Eve, you're in this too. Sorry. In fact, no, never mind. So, and Paul writes in 1 Timothy 1:15, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So it is those who realize their utter unworthiness. These are acknowledged sinners. These are the ones who accept the gift. But I'm going to get to this later on. The acceptance of the gift to those who realize their utter unworthiness is not a token that kicks out the product. They acknowledge that their acceptance of it is a gift of God itself. and that apart from their acceptance, they're still saved by the sacrifice of Christ. That's the difference between people who truly realize their unworthiness and those who only say they're unworthy, but in fact do not accept the, quote, free gift. Because Christians, those who belong to the organized religion, worship the fake Jesus, Christians simply cannot accept the free gift of salvation. And it's so ironic, again, because in the Christian world, they're the people who insist to the rest of us that in order to be saved, one must accept the free gift of salvation. You have to accept the free gift, accept the free gift. Well, if this is the criteria for salvation, then Christians themselves aren't saved. And they're not. Because they can't accept the free gift. So, the Christian people have construed this twisted world in which their acceptance of the free gift of salvation is a work. They don't call it that, I know that, because they're hypocrites. But to them, it's a work that activates the salvation. So without the acceptance of the gift, there is no salvation. Therefore, the activation of the salvation. The salvation is inert. It doesn't do anything. According to them, it is their acceptance that actually activates it. In which case, it's not free. So what an irony. Accept the free gift, but they themselves don't do it because they misconstrue acceptance as a work that only a worthy person can do. And if it takes a worthy person to activate the salvation, then in no way is the salvation free. You see what an irony that is. And again, I gotta say this is important. We know that the acceptance of the free gift is a work to them, because without the acceptance, salvation not only doesn't happen, but one is tormented in hell for eternity. So the cross alone, without the acceptance, is unable to save. The cross alone, we all know this, without the acceptance, they don't know it. They're totally blinded to this fact. They're totally blinded to the fact that they make acceptance a work. Therefore, they don't consider themselves totally unworthy, totally unable, totally helpless. They consider themselves very able, very worthy, and very in the position to help God help them. But none of this results in the salvation being free. None of this results in the gift being free. You have to accept the free gift. Well, when are you going to accept the free gift? I'm accepting it now. No, you don't accept it as a free gift, because you make your acceptance the token that kicks out the product. So you're against yourself. It's amazing. So in this way, Christians have negated the true freeness of the gift of salvation. I'm going to say this in 10 different ways. The insistence that it is their acceptance of the gift rather than the gift itself. See, rather than the gift itself. Their insistence that it is their acceptance of the gift that saves them, not the gift itself. Their acceptance saves them, not the free gift. In such a case, the gift of salvation is unwittingly reduced to an offer that requires human contribution. I hate it when that happens. So I ask you, going back to my original example of trying to give that $100 to my friend Jim, what could be more insulting to the giver of the gift of salvation than this? This is like spitting into the face of Christ. You're certainly spitting into the face of his gift. And this spittle, I have a feeling, this spit tastes worse to him than the spit of the Roman soldiers. Oh, disgusting. Because Christ did save sinners. Don't you think he knows that? Of course he knows that. He did save sinners. But only those who actually believe they are sinners can receive the free gift. And if you believe you are a sinner, you know that nothing within you could have offered Christ anything to earn that, quote, free gift. It's a, quote, free gift to them. It's an actual free gift to us. So Christ actually did it. But here comes the spit. Here comes the slap by the people who claim his name. Well, you didn't really do it, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus says, I did it. I saved sinners. They say to him, covertly, no, you didn't really do it. We do it. We finish it. You started it, but we're still not saved, even subsequent to your great sacrifice. No, we're not saved yet. Here's where they turn the true free gift into a sham free gift. Because we know, Jesus, that we have to contribute, and if we don't, wait a minute, how can helpless people contribute? How can total sinners contribute? All you can contribute as a total sinner is more sin. Now, our case, we're sinners. We realize that no contribution on our part could activate such a magnificent rescue, because if our part did activate it, then it would not be an amazing rescue. What are you going to do? Tell the drowning person to rescue him or herself? Rescue yourself. Or do you go in and rescue the helpless person? I'll come in and rescue you, only if you crawl out first. If you crawl out of the river first, then I'll rescue you. It's not a rescue. It's not a gift. It's not a sacrifice. It's a joke. Oh, boy. So there exists a large religious contingent today called Christians who say they're sinners, but who in their own minds are anything but sinners. Oh, no. They don't need the free gift. The free gift is insulting to them. Nothing's free in this world, just like my friend Jim was insulted by my free gift. They're insulted that Christ would say, it's really a free gift. I actually did it. No, you didn't. We have to activate it. Don't be talking like that, Jesus. See, they don't need the free gift. How can such a thing not require our contribution, think the Christians. Oh, there's nothing free in this world. Yeah, that's their true belief. Nothing's free in this world. So right there is where the gift is rejected, right at that point. Nothing free in this world. And so they put up a stiff hand, like my friend Jim did to me. They put up a stiff hand in the face of the giver and say, No, I don't want your money. I don't want your money. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to assume that salvation can't really be free. I mean, come on. Nobody gets anything for nothing. Especially these. Nobody gets anything for nothing, Jesus. So we insist. We insist on doing our part. And our part is accepting the free gift. How's that? No, because the insistence on the acceptance without which you go to hell is actually non-acceptance of the free gift. That's the irony. That's the irony. Christians reject the free gift of salvation at the same time saying that you must accept the free gift of salvation. Woo! Satan is ingenious to get them to do that. So Christ would answer to this hand up. Christ would answer. If I were Christ. How dare you? You insult, even boldly insult, my singular sacrifice. So I'll say this yet one more time. They don't stop, honestly. The Christian's insistence on acceptance, the acceptance activates the free gift, is in fact non-acceptance. Because of this non-acceptance, Christians do not have aeonian life. No, they don't have aeonian life. They don't accept, truly accept, that they're sinners who cannot accept anything apart from the activation. God himself makes them accept it. God himself gives the gift of faith. So these people are practical unbelievers. And those who truly see themselves as sinners, truly unable to crawl out of the river so that Jesus can quote unquote save them. I'll save you, but you got to crawl out of the river first. But wait a minute. Never mind. Those who see themselves truly as sinners do have aeonian life. Because they realize, again, that acceptance doesn't ultimately save one. It brings one to an early awareness and experience of salvation, that is aeonian life. But even that's a gift. Aeonian life is a gift. Only those who are set beforehand for aeonian life, that is designated beforehand for aeonian life, will believe, because God will cause them to believe. But those who say they're helpless sinners, but insist on a necessary contribution, do not in fact see themselves as helpless sinners. How could helpless sinners possibly help themselves? Hey, helpless sinner. Yes? Help yourself. Christians ought to be damn thankful that there is no such thing as eternal torment for rejecters of Christ.